You're watching No Go Zone with Henrik.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, April 25th. Hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for joining us live. If you're joining us live, it is Thursday. We usually do this on Wednesdays, Odin's Day, but here we are on Thursday. Hope you enjoy the latest couple of things we put up on the websites, of course. If you've missed some of it, you can check it out at redice.tv. Or, of course, over at redicemembers.com. Check out the latest Western Warrior just went up. And then yesterday we finished another short video by Lana, so that's good to get some of that stuff up as well. I know she's working on a couple of other ones as well, so look out for that. And I guess we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but we definitely have some issues with the Rumble, okay? So if you if you do want to Super Chat today, we ask you kindly to avoid Rumble. I'll have some more kind of evidence for that to show you tomorrow. Something's definitely going on. I know other people have issues with it too, so it's not just us. We're not just being targeted by this. But if you do want to super chat today, entropystream.live/redicetv or Odyssey, hyper chat over on Odyssey, odyssey.com/@redicetv. Avoid Rumble if you can. For now, we got to sort this out, get to see what's going on over there. Because stuff is not adding up and matching up. So anyway, we'll just throw out there in the beginning here, too. I'll probably mention that a couple of times as well. I think there's some that just they could just only get it to work through Rumble, which kind of sucks. But anyway, it is what it is. Lots to talk about here today. Obviously, we have some more of the shitstorm around the pro-Palestinian protest at all these Ivy League universities, which is kind of fun to watching this from like a kind of from a distance. I don't have a dog in that fight more than I will rather. It's good to see this happening, right? To all these leftists and all these Jewish activists that, of course, you know, they've been churning out these anti-white, left-wing, anti-colonialist, anti-Western people in these universities for decades now, and now it's finally coming back and biting them in the ass. It's not maybe for all the wrong reasons. I don't agree, obviously, with killing Palestinian kids in Gaza and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to say that. But it's for, you know, many of the reasons, of course. Well, they're Nazis now, and they're the white supremacists, you know. We've been over this. I'm not sure if this is beating a dead horse, but it's kind of interesting that it's coming back and biting them hard. It looks like the Zionists are losing here. They're losing the youth, they're losing the mutants, if you will, that they've actually created themselves. So we'll look at some of that footage, and it's funny, though, because then, of course, you can have decades of anti-white programming in these universities, and not just programming sounds too nice. We're talking about professors that are openly calling for abolishing the white race, or they invite speakers that wanted to shoot white people, or you're talking about people in, let's say, student papers that write about how white DNA is an abomination or whatnot. And, of course, there was no protest over this. But in this case, now there is protest. Now everybody's springing to action, right? Over this issue, now we have to do something. And, of course, the cops are out. And, of course, on order by, whether that's governors or people that are trying to shut down these protests are basically telling the cops, yeah, you got to go in there and clean this up. And they're doing it not always, but there has been some, like they're shooting rubber bullets and stuff, but there has been some hilarious footage of like the cops basically backing down, just like, oh, we can't touch these people. If it was white identitarians protesting, you know, white genocide or a replacement or something like that, well, we all saw what happened in, let's say, Charlottesville, for example, in Virginia, back in 2017. That's how they would treat them. That pushed them into the arms of the violent leftists. But in this case, it is leftists. And I don't think there's any... Are there any staunch, counter-protesters to this? I saw that one... Oh, I forgot to bring... It reminds me. I saw that one picture. The brave woman with the word Jew written on her T-shirt. And she was just standing there. And it was like... that was hilarious. I do have to bring that in because I totally forgot about that. That's right. That woman. That lady. We'll see if we can show that. Oh, here it is. Exactly. Let me save this down. This is hilarious. All right. So anyway, so that's some of the stuff we're going to talk about. And then we have a little bit on the situation in Sweden. Apparently there was some Nazi attack or something like that. Fascism is back in big time in Sweden, and everybody, every institution, Every media personality, every news outlet, everybody's reacting like the fascism is back. We have this is the most important thing in Sweden right now. We have to shut them down, meaning anybody who protests their genocide, anybody who fights back against leftist terror. But anyway, getting ahead of myself. We'll get to that a little bit later here in the show, because it's a fascinating story, because it looks like, I don't know, it's a little bit more. A little bit more to this thing here than what meets the eye, so to speak. But anyway, oh, there it is. That's perfect. Okay, we found that. Great. All right. So, I regret to inform you as we start out here. Apparently, this this feminist is back at it again. What's her name again? Lauren Southern? Lauren Simonsen, was it? And people say that's Jewish, but that is a Danish name. I mean, Simonsen, if that is a real name. She might as well be. She's acting like a Yiddish feminist here recently. The right used to hate backwards women-hating ideologies like Islam, she said. Now many red pill influencers are embracing it. Who was it? Was it Sydney Watson that went out on this tangent recently? They're basically converting to leftism. She had some other, was this a long post? Let me see. Now, she has some other post about how everybody, how all the women she knows are turning to, have turned left or something. And I mean, it's not, I'm not going to play this or anything. It's just like, maybe you shouldn't have hung out with, like, I don't know, mulatto, pimps like Andrew Tate. Maybe this is on you, girl. And it was some good reply here by Uber Boyo. I'm going to try to get that guy on. He does some good posts. He said, Charlemagne had 20 children with multiple wives and mistresses. In ancient Rome, the patriarchal system gave the male of the house the right to sell his children into slavery, girls and boys. German women voted Hitler into power at 80% rates while he made speeches about them needing to stay out of politics and building families. It's interesting how Lauren is framing the right that she supports as the modern egalitarian mythos that destroyed our social order. She lifts up respect for women's opinions and buzzword education as the mark of the West, which pits her against the historical social forms that built the West. Patriarchy, inequality, and male privilege. She then the scapegoat is Islam. That's right, wasn't that the title of her book? Did she say boomers? You guys remember the book cover? How Islam screwed my generation over or something like that. Yeah, she would never touch the JQ, this woman. Oh, nothing to do. Nothing happened, and then it was Muslims in our countries. Islam as the big foreign evil, when it's right now closer to our tradition than we are. And I'm not one of those like, oh yeah, Islam is based or whatever. Like, it's going to be impossible to work with them. But ever, whatever. Point is, she's like, they're basically all feminists now. Of course, poor abstract thought makes people assume you must support Islam when you say this. Yes, exactly. So much for that mighty Western education. No, you have a perfect and fine proven tradition in your own people, but you do have the humility to. Do you have the humility to embrace it? And saw another pretty good reply here to Lauren regarding this. Yeah, it's pretty concise here. Alba Rising says. I always thought you were a very sweet and well-meaning girl, but then you ruined your life by having a mixed-race child despite plenty of opportunities to partner with good quality white men. No one in the right knows, I know hates women. We just don't trust them to make important life decisions, and you've proven us right. And then Ashley Sinclair joins in and says, what an insane fucking thing to say. And then Alba Rising says, you're a Jewish witch, though. All right, nice. Pretty accurate. I made bad choices. Now it's everyone. Now it's men's fault. Even I saw Laura Towler join in, and she said, "I've never been treated badly by nationalists." She said, even globally, like in other countries where there are nationalists, I've never been treated badly. Lana talks about this all the time on her Wikipedia page. It says something like she's regularly trolled by right-wing men or so, I don't know, something like that. And it's like, we don't see any of that. It's obviously the circles you're moving in then, if it's even real, Lord. This is probably just some dumb gay pivot or whatever. But anyway, this was, so the reply I didn't actually see. I saw the subtitle of it, so hopefully it's a good delivery as well. This is what one woman said to say. Maybe not about this directly, but on average, the title was "Why Women Suck." Check this one out.
Tough being a woman in general, right, ladies? I'm just kidding. It's f***ing easy. Shut up, bitch. We have everything. We have everything we've ever wanted, and we're still not happy. I think we're the problem.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. I've seen her, some of her posts. She's kind of, yeah, she does some funny stuff. For being a woman, she does some funny stuff. Leonarda Joni, I think it is. The feminists are angry about this one. Yeah, they're always mad. Yiddish feminists are mad. Can you imagine it? Anyhow, back to Lauren just briefly there, right? When are you going to complain on, let's say, I mean, she does talk about Islam, like rape and stuff, right? Doesn't she? Or is she dropped the ball on that too? I'm not sure. What about some of the Jewish activists that enable a lot of that rape, if so? Or, of course, we do have the rapist issue when it comes to Jews, of course, like this guy. Remember this guy, the whole Me Too movement, speaking about, you know, where Lauren Southern is pivoting now? Harvey Weinstein. This guy raped a bunch of women using his prominent position as a Hollywood producer. He was there with this, what was it? What was the testimony again? It was a woman that said he had a vagina or something. Epstein had some egg-shaped penis, and this guy had some, like, it was a combination between a, I don't know what's going on. I don't want all the details on this, but yeah, that's apparently one of the testimonies about this here. But good news for all the Jewish supremacists out there, because of course Jews are always, they're worth more than the goyim, right? So when they do commit crime, when you do, like the Talmud says, right, when you do rape, it's fine. So you can rape kids. I think it's specific about goyim too. I'm not sure. You did have that Israeli general. Remember that? It was some some comments he made about how it was very emotionally. Man, I should have pulled it in. It fit perfectly right here. I intended to cover it like a week or so ago, and we just didn't get to it. Some Jewish general, Israeli general. He was going to be appointed to some new big Gaona position there. In the country, and some old comments came out about how he talks about how basically it's really tough being a soldier, so raping, you know, women and stuff in enemy territory and just going out and, you know, doing the worst thing imaginable to women and kids was totally fine. It was justified to deal with the emotional trauma of war or something to that effect. And then there was a Supreme Court decision, right, to actually approve him or approve his position. And he had some piece about how, I really didn't mean that. He didn't say misquoted. I'm wrong on that. He said something like, oh, I didn't mean it that way or something like that. And I couldn't see, what did you mean then? There was no clear, like he went through some of the articles on this from, you know, Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post wrote about this, all these things. Like, what's going on with this guy? And it was like no proper retraction. It was just like, oh, well, he didn't mean it that way. It's totally fine. So rape seems permissible. So speaking of which, a New York Court of Appeals have overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction on felony sex charges for which he was sentenced 23 years in prison. In a 4-3 decision, the court found that the trial judge in the disgraced mogul's case had made a critical error. I love how they disgrace. This is the euphemism, guys. I know this is Zero Head Shares. I'm not sure what they're doing. Same thing with the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, the disgrace. He's just a disgraced financier, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only thing that's going on there. I think, speaking of this euphemism, this is a great tweet here by our buddy here, Gregory Hood, or also known as James Kirkpatrick on Twitter. Whatever they pay the New York Post euphemism guy, it isn't enough. Check this out in New York Post. Misogynistic maniac charged in a string of random New York City attacks on women over the past month. Did Lauren Southern do a commercial? Well, I guess it is a commercial at this point. Did she do a video on this? Now, maybe she did, right? Maybe she did videos on disproportionate black rape against white women, as opposed to, I don't know, shitting on some imaginary figure who's not even like right wing, like Andrew Tate or whoever it is now. Oh, so you get a couple. If you enter down that path of like starting to like be pissed off about something on the internet and then start whining, complaining, and fighting even more, then yeah, then people will begin to troll you on it and intentionally try to piss you off on it. And that's probably what she did, right? She saw a bunch of comments over some dumb thing she said, and then she gets mad and says even more, and then everyone doubles down. Like just let it go and focus on what's important. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I doubt she's done videos on disproportionate black rape and crime. Maybe she has. I'm not sure. She can tie that into how Islam has made that happen or something. Like Alex Jones, the Federal Reserve is owned by the Muslims. That's an old classic, by the way. But yeah, so there's a euphemism guy here at Zero Hedge, I guess. Disgraced moguls case. We made a critical error. This has allowed prosecutors to call a series of women, or did allow at that time when the trial was happening, to call a series of women as witnesses who said that Weinstein had assaulted them, but whose accusations weren't part of the charges against him. Well, why weren't they then? That doesn't even make sense in a way. I mean, technically, legally, like maybe on a Dershowitz level, this is a technicality that you can twist that knife on that issue, but we know what's going on here. Anyway, the decision was determined by one vote on the majority female panel of judges. Can we get some names? Can we get some names and some early life checks on this one? Who in February held a searching public debate over the fairness of the original trial. Weinstein was convicted of raping aspiring actress Jessica Mann at a DoubleTree hotel in 2013 when she was 27 years old and forcing oral sex on former production assistant Mimi Haley, then 28th, at his apartment in 2006. And it was something with like Gavin Newsom's? Yeah, the decision to including rape involving Jennifer Sebel Newsom, the wife of Gavin Newsom, California's governor. She was known as Jane Doe 4 in the trial and had testified to being raped by Weinstein in a hotel room in 2005. Okay, there we go. So that's why she's with Newsom then. Not because he saved her, but because he's also, she has some kind of, and I don't like the term, but yeah, people know it popularly by the Stockholm Syndrome. All right. Anyways, we don't know. We don't know. Weinstein was convicted of sexually abusing over 100 women and was convicted of assaulting two of them in a New York case. So that's been overturned. So we don't know what is going to happen next here. He might be let out. He might actually be let out. So we'll see. Which is pretty damn nutty, to be honest. Not surprised, though. I'm not surprised at all, but we'll keep monitoring that and see what happens. But yeah, they'll probably try to get him out. He and his vagina will be let out. Was there a CNN piece? Did they do a piece on this? Let me see. Yeah, I got this error before too. Okay, yeah, something on CNN's end. Refresh. Let me refresh.
Apparently what happened was he was in the facility today. Someone just walked over to him and handed him a piece of paper. I believe it was from the Associated Press. And he said it was like two sentences. It just said, Harvey Weinstein appeal reversed. Conviction reversed. And obviously, he has some friends in there now. He's like, Arthur, I've been here 4 years in prison for something I didn't do. You got to fix this. I said, Harvey.
Well, he did do it, though. This was just it was a technicality, as far as I understand it. Women had testified against him, which was not part of the charges. That doesn't mean he didn't do these
things. We're going to walk in there, John Esposito.
Imagine that, a lying lawyer, sleazeball at the mic.
He's been my supervisor since 1990. He said, we're going to go in there, and the first they say, Your Honor, we're ready for trial. Just, let's pick a trial date. We're ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. Ryan, I see your comment there. Weinstein pulled out a walker and pretended to be 150 years old so fast. Absolutely. Let me see if I can find a picture of that. Weinstein walker. Let's see here. Yeah, there's this is a classic shitter. This is incredible. Okay. Oh, I can't. Me and my vagina penis can't walk. This is another good one too. Did he faked all that? Because I was like, what happened? How fast can that happen? Right? I mean, technically, it was like you saw him before, and then all of a sudden, he's just like, to this. It's just. I don't know if it's true, though. I got a couple of super chats here from Ryan while we're on it. Ryan says, hello, Henrik. Hello, Ryan. Thank you for your support, sir. Appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. Another 1488 here from Ryan. Harvey Weinstein was when Jews did Terminate Me Too. I thought that was... Like, I thought you gave me something in Latin there for a while. Terminate Me Too.exe and hit Control-Z to undo, right? Because, of course, their own guys got caught up in the golem that they created. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was many of them. Excuse me. There was a number of them. What was the other guy? Huma Abedin, right? He was married. Wiener, Anthony Wiener. No, maybe that wasn't a Me Too thing technically, but it was like what I'm saying is it was Epstein and Weinstein and Wiener, and there was... Dershowitz, right? Like, it was a bunch of these old Jewish guys that was like going after, you know, goy girls and raping women and using their position and leverage, you know, whatever they have to get to them, whatever. And then, yep, exactly. All of a sudden, there was like, oh, whoa, let's hush this down. And this seems to be this like the not sure if that's the right term, like the rectification of like this should never have happened. Let's use our good friends. With the early life check in this New York court here to set the record straight. I'm not sure that that's what's going on, but how can you not wonder about these kinds of things? The Virginian Drifter, good to see you, sir, says, happy Thursday, Henrik. Let's all embrace the axiom, life is eternal struggle, and let us grow our tribe to take back our father's lands. Yes, that's right. Absolutely right. It is struggle. And even if you don't struggle, then that is a struggle. Your life will become a struggle if you don't struggle. It was that great meme, like the guy who's lifting weights, like his life is a struggle. And then they show the other guy on the other side of that, which sits on a couch, not doing anything. Or life is suffering. That's what it was. Life is suffering as you lift the weights, right? But the same thing for the guy on the couch. He's suffering too, and maybe on a different level, but it's still suffering. Which suffering do you prefer? And there's nothing bad about this. It's not negative. It's not some weird, you know, demon that created this world, just some Yaldabaoth thing, just to get us to suffer. No, it's you know, pressure, right? You swim upstream, not downstream. That's what dead fish do. Your point is to resist, to go against, right? That's part of it. That's what makes it fun. Thank you, Virginia Drifter. Good to see you, sir. All right, so we have that Weinstein thing. What was the other one here? Oh, this was going around. I just, you know, it's just Alex have done these things. They're like, oh, good. He's like, he's doing things to like redeem himself to a certain extent of certain issues. And then now he falls off that wagon so quickly. He did that about the Hitler stuff the other day when there was 420. I guess he got mad because there were so many people posting memes of Hitler on his birthday, right? And did you see, by the way, those guys in Austria that were convicted because they laid flour outside of Hitler's birthplace? You see that they were arrested? No, you can't be at this time, on this day, And do something which is totally legal, because that's illegal. I didn't follow up. I didn't see what happened. But anyway, here's a rich boomer take here. Again, we love our base to boomers, so nothing personal to you guys out there. You know that by now. He joins up here with gay CIA double agent Jackson Hinkle. I'm convinced, considering how much dumb, stupid, gay, cringe shit this guy is allowed to do, including like going and getting some like Iranian passport or whatever the hell it was he showed on his Twitter, sitting on Russian tanks with like commie flags. He's just, oh my gosh, like clearly someone is using this guy. Anyway, here we go. Hang on to your pantaloons for this one.
We saw the Anglos, we saw the Dulles brothers, George Bush family fund the rise of Hitler and with the goal of taking out the Russian Empire and wiping out Russian society. So when you look at the people that came before the current generation of politicians, it's not surprising what they're doing.
By the way, you show your knowledge of history, which most people don't have. Putin calls them the Anglos because that's the name of the group. It doesn't mean white people. It's the Anglo-American Empire. That's Churchill's name for it. Mm-hmm. And when Putin talks, he calls it directly out. And that's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 100% where we are. It's the city of London and Wall Street funding all of this madness. Mm-hmm. And history hasn't changed a whole lot from the end of World War II, you know? We saw the
angle. So that's Anthony Sutton's work, right? Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Is it something like that? What university was Sutton part of again, right? But the thing with that, though, is, of course, what happens after the rise of Nazi Germany, right? That this has been this accusation that, well, IBM or whatever, they worked with them or something. Like, yeah, there's tons of industries that did this, especially when Germany started being, booming, right? They're pretending that, well, you should have known that all these fake and gay accusations were going to levy against Germany after the war, that you should have supposed to know about them in 1931, 32, 33, 34, 35, et cetera, all the way up until actually the war starts. Right, there's no funding at that point. In fact, he's one of the guys that actually kicked out, like, the Rothschilds. Hitler, that is. He kicked out the Rothschilds. He kicked out Jewish bankers. He went after a lot of these, like Freemasonic lodges and shit like this. Like all these other things that all these other countries are plagued by. So it's like, yeah, there were money flowing into Germany. And part of that could have been knowing, or it could be unknowing. Could have been like, yeah, we'll take your money, and then we'll screw you over on the back end, and we'll kick out the Rothschilds while we're at it. By the way, so I don't buy that at all. It was, yes, that's right. All the entire destruction of Europe and all that at the because of World War II, and it was just a fake thing to get the Nazis in power to get to the Soviet Union. That was the Anglo, the good old Anglo. And it reminds me of the meme that came out after Nord Stream, right? When, again, Putin started talking about how the Anglo-Saxons are behind the bombing. ye old Anglo-Saxons obviously blew up the pipeline. Yep, this is how dumb it is. How dumb it is. Anyway, there's a lot of things you can say about that, but we'll just leave it at that. Yeah, Sutton, Anthony Sutton, right? Where is this? What university was it again? I mean, he did the Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution as well, which is more interesting because it has more issues regarding, like, and he doesn't go into it, but of course it's like Schiff, Warburg, Aschberg, Jewish family out of Sweden. Like, there's a number of these, large banking families because, of course, they also were using Jewish Bolsheviks in the, like Trotsky, they were using. Lenin and these people are—they're using them in the country as well, and they didn't kick out those people, right? They were actually working with them. So from my perspective, at least, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution makes more sense that it was like a complete, how do you put it, like a complete. Like, here's the funding, this isn't the intention. What was it, like the Swiss bankers, right? The hell was Swiss, but they had their World Bank and the Zionist headquarters in Zurich, right? They helped to fund Trotsky's train ride, right, to Moscow at that point. But then you have a complete, follow through. That's the right word. From the bankers funding them over to this, and then of course they don't like. It's not that they kicked out Jewish bankers after the after the October Revolution. The commies. Didn't do anything like that, as far as I know, anyway. But Germany did. That's the other thing, right? So, yeah, they invested in the cooperation with other businesses and countries, and, they invest in other countries and stuff like that. But then once shit started going, in that sense, south for Germany, because all these other countries, including Judea, of course, who declared war on Germany, famous Daily News, what was it again? The British London-based paper. Judea declares war on Germany, but that's 1933. That's like, what is it, 7 years, six, seven years, right, before actually real conflict begins. They had the phony war before that, where France actually went into Germany. Anyway, we don't have to relitigate this now, but yeah, I know about Sutton's work, I forget what university it was again. Does it say here? Nah, it doesn't. Okay, I'll look it up another time. Not important. Not right now, anyway. It is important, but not right now. Let me see here. Odin says on Odyssey, Hey, still here, keeping it real. Hope all is well with you. I'll have some music coming your way soon. Okay, cool. Waiting on the vocals. Time to live stream to take a break from the recording. I need that hat. It's coming. Shipping will probably be $40 to Kiev. Haha. Yeah. Oh, jeez. And these days too, is it like even harder restrictions? I mean, what, we go flying like Germany or something, and then they just from there. It's not too far, right? Something like that. Poland, obviously, or something. But yeah. So we have ordered some. They're on their way. We could set up the shop and, you know, the store. You know, do it right and stuff like that. But yeah, there's a couple of more things to put in place, but we'll have them available. Thank you, Odin. Appreciate that very much, sir. Okay. So then we have this too. Here we go. Here's doing the Lord's work, right? Doing Baal / Yahweh's work here. Breaking: Kanye West reportedly plans to launch a porn studio and brand under the name Yeezy Porn. Is this a invention by like the media or something, or is this actually happening? Look, I know we've always said this, even when he had some funny things to say about you know, Jewish control of the music industry and stuff like that. Even then, obviously, he had some issues. Let me see. What's the update here? Yee deactivates X account after announcing Yeezy adult content. Yeezy porn is cooming, the rapper teased on the platform before his account disappeared. I don't know what the hell is going on. But yeah, no, he was great to support when he was out there with his, you know, cult, his Christian cult in robes and all that weird shit. And we covered it at the time, like, this is weird. If he says some, like, things that stirs the pot, like, that's obviously fun. And on one level, could even be, you know, productive on one way. Yeah, unless it's one of those, like, well, look at this crazy guy. He's talking about this. And then, you know, but, you know, associations. You always can't. I always think that's going to be wrong to do it in that way anyway. But he's obviously schizo or, like, have some bipolar, maybe that's a better term, issues here. Right? Mental issues. And his, was it his new... his new woman there, like, if any, like, any time you're just like watching reading an article on like Daily Mail or like New York Post, like, they link up this woman's, like, her skimpy outfits and like barely any clothes on, and he's walking around with this woman, and then, but he had, in fact, what, just a year ago now, maybe something like that. It's a, you know, modesty, and it was like a, you know, Christian ethics and stuff, and so now look at it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Maybe I won't see what, I don't want to see any of that, but I'm saying we'll see if there's any news on that front and see what, if he actually follows through on it, or is this just one more of these, like, oh, but, you know, didn't he set up some church, had an entire church or something around his shit? That's what happens when you marry Kim Kardashian, I guess. It breaks your brain. That bubble butt just broke his brain. All right. What was this here? Oh, this was kind of interesting here. Moment escaped household cavalry horses rampage through London. Do you guys see this? Five household cavalry horses, including one soaked with blood. Now, it looks like it's paint. I just have to be honest. If it's blood, it's interesting. They've run loose in central London after throwing their military riders during their morning exercise. Really? Yeah, let's check it out. His hoof seems a little bloody, though. Let's see the beginning of that again. That just looks too red. Am I wrong? That was too red. Where would the cut be? Like, he cut up... like, up by his neck somewhere? I mean, it could be blood. I'm not saying it is. That's nicely iron-rich, oxygenated blood right there, if it is. I know it's on white, too, so maybe it looks more than it would do on the black horse, but... Oh, you know about these things, intentional or whatnot. Here's what Tom Rousel said about this here. An ominous auspice in the morning of Easter indeed. Equine prognostication is the most reliable type in Germanic heathenry, especially from a white horse. Black animals, contrastingly, have a telluric association. Is that a... I got to just make sure I got the telluric, right? That's I've heard it before. Terrestrial. Okay, Earth, relating to the Earth. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, telluric association. They're having broken free and galloping together certainly points towards an impending happening. And someone said, no, it's the white horse that's actually chasing away the black horse. And of course, blood, right? The horse's blood on it. Because you can see the horse at the end there. The black horse like runs into the taxi there, doesn't he? Let me see here. Almost. I don't know, folks. There's definitely omens and all kinds of things. We'll see. see if anything comes from that. But it's an interesting. Big if true. Big if it's a sign of a happening. Let me put it that way. Hopefully we're getting some help here from higher forces, right? All right. Now, and let's try to get it with this, because if we look at the state of Britain, right, and especially, of course, things like the institutions that are supposed to uphold the very things that makes societies like Britain to run efficiently. That doesn't only include, you know, actually running the infrastructure. It includes police. It includes even down to the military, right? Like things you have to defend your country and stuff. Like your external, your border is the hard exteriors that no one is supposed to be able to penetrate, kind of thing, right? And you have to enforce that. You have defense. You have military. But in recent times, all this, of course, has been upended, and all of a sudden we're acting like we can just have millions of people invading our countries. And there's just nothing we can do. But part of the problem is, of course, that they're replacing police and military. They're diversifying it. They're kicking out the native white population, the Europeans, out of many of those institutions. And many quit voluntarily. They're done with it. They have to go do courses about why whites are bad, and they don't want it, right? So, of course, what happens is then you replace everybody, and you're left with shit. And here's a case in point. A drill sergeant would be crying, crying if he saw this. Here's the future, stronger British military because it's so diverse. Check this out. Jesus. Oh, look at how disciplined that is. Yeah, say something, man. It's brown, and it's foreign, and it's fat, and it's undisciplined, and it's just, maybe not fat, but it's, you know, pudgy. Loose. Turbans and, you know. Ay, ay, ay. That's children. Oh my gosh. Now we have one of every kind. Imagine when these militaries were like, it was all men, kind of similar age range. They were all, you know, tall for the most part, fit. They had the same features. Obviously, they looked the same, right? Well, for now, that's got. Hopefully, that we still have that, and we still have those people. They're just not part of these institutions anymore. I don't know. I'm torn. I'm torn because it's like, don't quit, don't leave. You know, take back. I'm with all that, and I understand all that, and I think for those that can take those things, go ahead and do that. But I also get this. I also get the white strike thing. I get white flight, but I get white fight as well. Sorry, let me do it again. Let me do it right. I get white flight because you just don't want to live. You can't live with some of these people. It's impossible. You're going to raise your kids like that? But I also get white fight. You put your foot down, you fight back, you form, you form a network, a group, a gang, a people. You awaken your fellow, fellow European, your fellow white man, and you fight back. I get that. Defend yourself against this, right? Your replacement when they attack you, you defend yourself, like all these things. I get all that. But then part of me says, like, maybe a white strike is the thing. I'm very ambivalent. Is that the right term? Ambivalent? Yeah, back and forth, like very. A flip-flop on the issue all the time. I just pull out, just pull away and just watch it crumble. I get that's like, I get that position on it. But then at the same time, this could just keep rolling for another 100 years. I mean, it probably won't, but it could. What if it does? What if it continues just rolling on, and we just giving up more power to these people? And at the end of the day, it'll be majority non-white populations. With their fingers on some of the most advanced technology that we are now developing. I mean, hopefully we won't get there, but at some point, is it going to be Terminator robots that these people have? Because they're not going to be out. Like, this is why they're not. This is why you need. This is antiquated. You see, it's going to be drone warfare and Terminator bots fighting each other. It's basically down to resources. Whoever can amass the most territory with the most resources. And build the most robots that can build the more advanced robots will win the war, right? Or look at my cyber attacks. Eesh. So that's like an old, is that an old outdated thing? I mean, at the end of the day, they want to kill people. I get that. It's not that. They'll probably kill like civilians or something, right? They'll do biowarfare. That's right. They'll do gene-specific bioweapons. You don't even have to have your drones. You don't even have to develop your Terminator robots. Maybe we're already way past that. You just beam out like non-ionizing radiation, and like you dump particles in the upper atmosphere to block out the sun, and you give them these shots that are actually changing your genetic makeup. Maybe we're in the future because all that shit is already happening. All right. Anyway, you get my point. Holy smokes. All right. Let me see here. What about? We got to get into the Palestine stuff here. Or the Palestine protests, rather. Odin again says, can't even march in step. No, I know. It's awful. I still remember the ass kickings we got in training for marching out of step. This is a shit show. I'm sure Russia is super scared of this. Yeah, this is. I think it's by design. It is by design. It is by design. It's by design to show that we're weak, to demoralize us. Again, I think it goes back to that. Like, this is about the destruction of Rome, of the West, of Edom. That's what we're witnessing. It's meant to be a humiliation ritual as it's crumbling, as they're making money on us as it's crumbling, right? As our future and our children's future is destroyed. Of course, we're not going to let this happen. I'm saying we're going to rebuild, we're going to restore, we're going to take back control. I think it's happening. We're in the fight right now. This is war against us, right? We know that. It's an existential battle. But they want that. They want to be an all foreign army in our countries, that then can go on and turn their weapons against us, essentially, for fighting back. That's what they want. That's a huge humiliation as part of it. So I'm not ambivalent. It's not the right term. It's ambiguous. Not ambiguous. There's another term I'm looking for. Anyway, the flip-flop nature, let me simplify, of the thing is like, it's still dangerous, right? The system, the apparatus, the establishment, it's still very dangerous. It has power, it has weapons, it has all these things at its disposal that they will use against us. But then at the same time, they're also showing you that it's like just, militaries are not paying for like gender transition surgeries and stuff. Is this the one? Oh, that's the one. Okay. All right, never mind. Let me show you that. Like while I talk about that, they want to. You know, it's like the military will just be trannies and no able-bodied people, just a bunch of fat misfits, mutant leftists, and that's what they want, right? So on one level, we look at that and we laugh at that and we like, oh, look at this. This is ridiculous. This is not a threat. And it's certainly not a threat maybe to a foreign country again. And who knows how we would fare in any Western country now. Even NATO as a defense unit. Actually, I'm talking about actual soldiers now. Like actually like the army. You know what I mean? Not like advanced... special ops, maybe that maybe there are some decent, fit, well educated, trained people there still. I assume it is. But the weaponry, right? The weaponry that they have is highly dangerous, highly technological still, and it is at least for now progressing worse. But all this, gotta save democracy. TM. That's what it's about. But we're saving democracy by going through this humiliation ritual for you. Thank you, Odin. Appreciate that. Okay. Oh, dude, I missed the first. Oh, no, I saw the first one from Odin. That's right. Okay. I think we had this one here, too. Resin Revolt. Good to see you, sir. Scooter Boy, LOL. Bar Keep. A bottle of your finest cognac and fresh horses for my men. For tonight we ride. Yeah, what is that from? For tonight we ride. Where's that from? Oh, it just rings a bell, and I just can't put my finger on it right now. All right, good to see you, Resin. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that, the Rumble issues. Well, actually, I'm going to send you a message and ask and make sure that we have all these issues with Rumble, and they're just not. It's something is not right with the super chats over there. I appreciate you obviously sending it, so I'm not going to say don't, but yeah, we're definitely not getting all of them on the back end. It's fewer of them once we see the report. Like afterwards, you can see how many super chats, they call it, what do they call it, Rumble Rants, they call it on their platform. It's not like all of them. It's like it doesn't match. I don't know, it's all over the place. We'll show tomorrow, Friday. I'll show a couple of screenshots probably in the beginning of the show. So you guys can see as well. Something's off. So anyway, for now, until we can figure it out with them, or until they have some like answer to what's going on, we're just discouraging people. Don't use Rumble then, because like we're losing like half of everything we're getting is just gone. They're doing something shady over there. Jeremy was talking about this too. Jeremy McKenzie, Raging Dissident. He's having issues. They're not paying him out as well. Like there's other people having it, not just us. But anyway, I appreciate you, Resin. I have another one here. OMG, I was a soldier in Oz, light horseman. This is the Third World Banana Republic shite. Lols. Yeah, it's talking about the British, the greatest army in the world at one point, right? The British Army. Holy smokes. And it's still, common. What is the defense? Maybe I should take that dildo off the screen, eh? It's just to show you it's our democratic values, okay? Was it, would they, the Commonwealth, would they fight us as one? I mean, obviously they have exchanges and they help each other out and stuff, but I'm not sure what happens there. I mean, latest would be, I guess, the Second World War, latest time they all fought together. But if you're in one country, I think you can have easier, like you can even be asked to be replaced, right, in another country. So Britain, right, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, what else? There's a couple of... They dropped all the other African countries, I think, that they control at one point. All right. Anyway, thank you, Resin. We're going to talk about this here with the pro-Palestinian protests at Harvard. And we've talked about this before when it comes to the university the university heads. They were fired, and all of them but one who was Jewish were fired, I believe, that they had been criticizing. In the wake of October 7th. And of course, again, I mean, boiled down, they called it pro-Hamas protests and stuff. And this is just some, zio-op in the media, essentially. They're basically like, they're seeing that Israel is, killing kids, essentially. They're killing Palestinian kids in Gaza, and they don't like it. Now, not all of them are very well educated. Not all of them know what they're doing. Many of them are leftist mutants. And as I said in the beginning, some of them are even doing it for the wrong reasons, right? Because they think this is Nazi Germany, but just now it's in Israel. And Netanyahu is Hitler, and it's white supremacy and colonialism, blah, blah, blah. Or it's apartheid and stuff, when these things are not at all comparable. It's a very different situation. So yes, it's for the wrong reasons. But I still kind of enjoy seeing it, to be honest, because it's, of course, a creation of them, right? They did, many of their activists did this. So let's start with this. It's a little, well, a short compilation here. Mass chaos breaks out at college campuses across the United States as pro-Palestine protests intensify. At least Colin was honest on that. Columbia, Harvard, USC, University of Texas, Austin, and others are getting swarmed by protesters. Apparently, there's people from the outside coming in as well. It's not just students, apparently. Police at USC, is that California? Where is that? Are taking out their batons as the protesters are turning violent. Texas state troopers have been deployed and reportedly made dozens of arrests at the University of Texas in Austin. Harvard Yale, has also been taken over by pro-Palestine protesters who are setting up camp after the university threatened to take action. Let's check it out. There you have it. Look at what happened when you let in all these non-whites and you program all these leftists and you created this monster that basically slipped away. Maybe this is intentional. Maybe they think they got this in the bag. Maybe this is about something else. But imagine, I mean, if this is how they're acting about Israel, imagine how they've already acted against us, but tearing down our statues, hardly any white people left on these universities anymore. But again, this is the future elite here, right, at these Ivy League schools. So think about that. That's also a worrying factor because, like, they don't give a shit about, just because they're protesting Israel, they don't give a shit about us or white people, obviously. I think no one is having that delusion, but like that, you know, just because it's fun to kind of see this or like, oh, haha, look at them fight with each other. It doesn't mean that it, you know, be good for us in the end. But the kicker in all this for me is of course, that you're seeing, as far as I remember anyway, I think you've never seen this strong of a kind of a reaction, right, from police, from law enforcement over any issue that happened on a campus or protest or anything like that. Which is fascinating. So it's like, oh, it's over Israel. It's now over Zionism, to defend Zionism, defend issues in a foreign country, a Semitic squabble on American university campuses, and now the police are out in force in ways and means and, you know, issues that they've never, I've never seen that before. This is some, like, you have to go back to, like the free speech shit in, like, Berkeley or something. Like, what, when is that, 68 or 69? I don't know. And maybe it wasn't even that violent then. I can't remember. There were some scuffles, I think, right? But yeah, maybe the Vietnam protests, right? There was something like that. But in this case, no, this is different, right? At least when you compare it to recent decades. So here's some more. I guess he kind of had a little bit from that. This is the University of Texas, right? And they're shutting down protesters. We saw a little bit of this from the compilation there. So you've seen most of this already. Let me go forward a little bit. That's a shit ton of cops right there. Well, we call them Zog. There's a reason we call them Zogbots. They're out to defend. Let's defend Israel, because that's what it is. Even if they don't think that, that's basically what this is. Here's rubber bullets being used at Emory University. This is Atlanta, Georgia, I believe. All right, so someone is saying here, thank you for pointing that out too, chat. Four dead, yeah, Ohio, Kent State University, 1970s? May 4, 1970, actually, not even 70s, 70. Members of the Ohio National Guard fired into a crowd of Kent State University demonstrators, killing four and wounding nine Kent State students. The event triggered a nationwide student strike. Okay, what was the reason they were protesting? Kent State began at the site of Watergate, eventually destroying the Nixon. Is that what it was? So again, over like one of the few actually good, or decent, not on every issue, of course, but you know, Nixon was actually pretty good. Of course, they did that. But I'm saying again, that's what they do. These are weaponized. These are Antifa factories, right? They're weaponized mutant leftists. That's what this is. And now we're like, oh, you were not supposed to turn on Israel in this way. Unless somehow that's part of the bigger plan and a bigger, you know, is it to get Jews to leave America now? They're ready for like the full, you know, let's burn the heifers, build a temple, all Jews go back to it. Is that what this is about? Right, so as they destroy us, they can return home and just kind of pull out, light the powder keg, pull out and disappear. Is that what it's about? I don't know. It's too early to tell. But anyway, so you've had some of these in the past demonstrations and stuff, obviously, so it's not completely unheard of, which I didn't say, but I'm saying in recent memory, I can't remember a reaction like this. And not that the BLM stuff was exclusively at, you know, university campus. It was certainly there as well, but that was all over the place. And again, it was like more, you know, kiddie gloves treatment, of course, at that point, right? Did I pull that in? Oh, here's another one. There's a couple more here we can show. This is just more Texas cops here stopping an anti-Zionist protest, right? Get the cameraman. Okay, so we got to show, and I wanted to show a couple of examples here, right, too. And, that's right, that tweet was just, I couldn't get it to work properly, so I had to pull it down, but I'll make the point here. What do we have? Was the your DNA is an abomination. It was the Yale lady. Oh, wait, those are in the other folder. Check this out. You know, making the point again here. Let me see. Harvard. Sorry, guys, I'm doing this on the fly here. Yeah, you have the, here it is, right? Abolish the white race. Let's just, to put that in context, right? Of what has happened at these universities and how long this have happened as well. So three examples. These are not the only things, and some of them are not even the biggest things, if you will, of all the shit that they've done, right? But here's all our favorite. Nul Ignatiev, right? Abolish the white race, 2002. That's 22 years ago. And that program has been running hard since then, right? Get them all, get whitey out. And then, of course, they've replaced whites, and there's hardly, I forget, someone that keeps monitoring the statistics about this, of how many white people are, you know, at these Ivy League universities. And, of course, it's disproportionately underrepresented of the white total population in a country like the U.S. if you compare it to how many white students there are at these Ivy League schools. Because, again, they want you out of the elite positions, right? Because they want to have these anti-white programmed Zogbot Golem people in place. The only hiccup here is over the Israeli Zog part, but, you know, maybe they'll sort that out later. We'll see what happens. They want them out of power, outside of power, and they want them in power so that they can rule over us, and voila, here we go, you know, full-on destruction, full-on dehumanization, and of course, then it's an open, it's already open season, but the rhetoric is there now. The rhetoric has been there for a long time. Here's another example. Texas student newspaper blasted over anti-white, your DNA is an abomination column. So yes, in this case, it wasn't a professor, but it was what was allowed in the student newspaper. And was there mass protest about? No, it was not. That is genocidal type of language here, right? Abolish the white race. Your DNA is anybody. Your race is rotten and you need to go, right? It's that rhetoric at these universities now. Mass protest? No. And that's our fault. That's on us, right? There should have been. Here's another example. Remember this goodie? Dr. Aruna Kilani, again, just one of three examples here. Psychiatrist invited to Yale University at the School of Medicine to speak. And it was coming out that she had spoken of fantasies of shooting white people. They're devils. We played the clip at the time when that was out, right? But that's some of the stuff that's been happening in university environments over the course of decades now. And there has not been a major revolt against that. Now it's an issue of the Semitic squabble and all hell breaks loose. Fascinating. Here's another one. Netanyahu coming out, talking about how American universities have been taken over by anti-Semites, essentially. Anti-Semitism on campuses in the United States is reminiscent of what, here we go, what happened in German universities. The other side is calling them Nazi, and then that side is calling the other side Nazi. Will we ever break out of that? No, probably not. Everybody I don't like is a Nazi. And for a while, they were kind of pivoting towards Hamas's ISIS and their jihadists. You know, they were doing that for a while, but it looks like they dropped that. And it was just, no, Nazi. The world cannot idly stand by. Netanyahu said here.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel.
Oh, well.
They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s.
Oy vey.
It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several universities...
Is it giving orders? Is that what I'm hearing?
City presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel. That's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are. That's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America.
Yeah, but that's secondary, Netanyahu. That's really not a problem. That's not your main concern here, obviously.
And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies.
So to say death to America is anti-Semitic? Interesting.
As Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Mm-hmm. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believed them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and are, cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together.
Can you say Judeo-Christian values, Netanyahu? No?
And to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world.
Okay, why is... Really? It starts with that and then that engulfs the entire world? Okay, well, why would that be if it's such a tiny, insignificant minority that has nothing to do with anything?
So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do
common
one thing.
That's right, our common values, to bomb kids and then having activist groups replacing white European people because it's some Amalek-Edom prophecy that has to be fulfilled. Okay. You're talking about those values?
Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
All right, anyway, so that's your activist Israeli president there, or prime minister, it is, right? Hedge fund billionaire Bill Ackman spent the fall taking over Harvard and getting a new Jewish president installed. Now he's supporting the leader of a foreign country in his attempt to subvert the U.S. Constitution and freedom of speech. It's obvious that Ackman's highest loyalty is to Israel, not America, after demonstrating his considerable political power in the Harvard op and showing his clear loyalty to Israel. Now Ackman has emerged as a dangerous domestic enemy to the Republic. He should be stripped of his American citizenship and made to register as a foreign agent under FARA. Yeah, that's should be happening there. I don't think it will happen anytime soon. Good point there from Sam Parker. Here is Ron DeSantis. At places like Columbia, Yale, Hamas protesters rule the roost, and the universities are too weak and scared to do anything, even as these mobs harass Jewish students and faculty. If you try that at a Florida university, you're going to be expelled, he said. James Kirkpatrick here said, I get the people who are cheering this, and I have no illusions about the anti-white protesters. Yet, let's be honest, anti-white protests and curriculum are standard fare. No GOP reaction, no protests. Yet now, when Israel is threatened, Republicans are eager to use force. Exactly. Let me see what he said here.
You think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out. They're taking over bridges and they're taking over roads. And first of all, you don't have a right to do that. You have someone get stuck in traffic. How do you know if someone may need to get to a hospital? Someone may need to pick up a child somewhere, and you're just going to commandeer the road because.
What about if you bomb hospitals, DeSantis? Is that can we denounce that, or is that's okay? That's fair.
You have this ideological prediction. They tried to do that in Miami. And what happened? In 10 minutes, they got dragged off the road where they belonged. And we're not going to tolerate that. You look at these universities.
Israel first.
When we have students who are doing things that, I mean, look, some of the stuff with the Hamas, I think is absurd that someone would go out and demonstrate on that. But, you know, when you're chasing Jewish students around, when you're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building, when you're targeting people like that, that's not free speech. I mean, that's harassment. That violates appropriate conduct. And yet at Columbia, at Yale, all these places, those folks rule the roost. They do whatever they want. And these administrators...
Who made them? Who churned them out? Right? There's all these questions you can do. And why didn't you say anything when this was happening to white students? And it has been happening to white... You can't... We've played videos over the years, right? Oh, you're white. You can't be in this area. Or this is a safe space for, you know, from whites or whatever. Like, all this shit that's happened. And in this case, of course, again, being... protests being justified or individual actions within it or whatever, the noteworthy aspect to me here is, of course, that now they decide to spring into action and do something over an issue, ultimately, that is over a foreign country. Even if those Jews that someone says mean words to or whatever on a university campus are American citizens or not, it's still over Israel. It's still over Zionism. It's over Jewish issues and Muslim issues, Semitic issues. This is a Semitic squabble. And here are all these Israel first politicians and pundits getting involved in this because they care more about that than they do, again, about their own native European American population, right? Odin again says, yeah, Rumble denied and locked my card. I've been able to block it and come here. Entropy hasn't worked for like a year. Yeah, that's too bad about Entropy. They've been good. But yeah, Odyssey, hopefully it's a good option for people because, I don't know, just don't trust Rumble. I'll find some way of just like turning that off or something or just not accept until they like give us an answer what's going on until we can figure that out. Something is amiss over there. Anyway, thank you, Odin. Just Grifting and Gaming says, see if you can get Clay Martin on. Matt Bracken knows him. He has some really good takes for what's coming soon. Clay, I've heard that, Clay Martin. I was actually hoping to get Matt Bracken tomorrow to guest host Flashback Friday with us. So we'll see if he can join in on that. So I might ask him about that. Yeah, I've heard of Clay Martin. I'll check it out. Thank you. Drone the Heifers. Yeah, that's right. Let me see. Yeah, I think we're caught up there. Okay. Resident Revolt on Rumble says, almost forgot, I've designed a dildo rainbow pinball. That's a hammer. I guess this is, do we have to put it on screen again while I say that? We'll put it on screen because we all want to uphold our democratic values, okay? As Resident Revolt, almost forgot. I've designed a dildo rainbow pinball hammer rainbow jelly kook. It's called a Pelosi 5000. Order now. Jellycook's Down Under. LLC. There you go. Thank you for that, Resin. There it is. Order now. Maybe that's something for the Red Eye store, eh? A democracy rainbow dildo. You can have it. It's one of those you can throw. Maybe we can do something while we throw it on people. We market it at, of course, in a very legal and friendly way, of course, which reminds me, did you guys... I think I play this in slow motion a few times, which is funny. And I forget what the issue was about. It was a New Zealand minister that was dildoed in the face. Let me see. Speaking of that, maybe that's what we can do. Check this out. Here we go.
Absolutely. We always take something away from every meeting we have.
Oh, yes. You raped our sovereignty. Thank you. TPP deal. What was that again? Auckland. Sorry, I'm saying Auckland here. Auckland, I think it is. Right, Chad. She's angry with the TPP deal. What was that again? But anyway, maybe like that. Maybe something to throw at politicians. I might be onto something here. Yeah, think about it. Never know. We could have Resin maybe... Maybe Resin Revolt was a good production system for those kinds. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, maybe there's some means here to produce. What are they made of? Is it silicone or is it maybe it's just some plastic or something? It's probably some phthalate-ridden, petrochemically derived resin. Again, this is, what about my new multiplayer game, Naked Twister? There you go. Didn't they have something like that? A game the whole family can play. Oh. Ooh, that's a rough one, Resiner. It is kind of funny. All right, let me see here. I'm losing my train of thought here. Here we go. Something with Holocaust, TM, and the campuses is now a Holocaust. It's another Holocaust at the university campuses in the U.S. Something like that. Let's say 4 minutes long.
As a Holocaust survivor, My message to the brave student protesters in America is just keep doing it. Don't give up. We are doing exactly the same. And in the long term, we are going to prevail. I'm out from the beginning at every march. A small group of survivors.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I see. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Oh, it was me who misunderstood this then. Oh, he's doing a...
Can I get this to stop, please? The Holocaust experience.
I can't.
As a cover.
I'm sorry, guys. Let me read all this. Okay, so I see what's happening here.
On America's college campuses.
This is... All right. I don't know what's going on here. However, here we go. Okay. No, okay. Here we go. Double down news. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I stand corrected. I thought this was okay. He's going to say the parallels of what's happening at the campuses is the genocide, but no, he's doing the, what do they call again? The guys, the Jews against Zionism. He's doing that bit, right? Because you did see some of that. We have, for example, check out this one here. They actually even participated in one of the protests when they were taking over. Oh, where did that go? Did I not bring that clip in? Yeah. No, here it is. Pro-Palestinian protesters stormed the Fashion Institute of Technology. And here you see those guys that I'm talking about here. I forget. Neue Karta or something like that. Right? So here's the, like, the, oh, okay, no, this Judaism has nothing to do with this and, you know, makes us look bad, so we're on your side. That's what he's doing. So I misunderstood that. But here's the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York being invaded here by pro-Palestinian protesters and the Jews Against Zionism guys as well. Check this out. I assume this is still tied to the school then, the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York. It's like MIT, but for fashion. And again, cops can't do anything. Imagine if this was like, you know, pro-white activist, white identitarians here. Demonstrating against a replacement genocide happening. And yes, they're not dropping bombs on us yet. I get that. This is a little different. What's happening in Gaza? I'm not trying to say it's equally comparable. But at the same time, if you're enforcing a policy that over time will result in the displacement and the removal and the disappearance of a population, does it matter? You could argue, someone has argued the atom bomb thing, right? Japan, right? It's actually more detrimental in the long term to have diversity enforced on your country than actually having bombs dropped on it. Unless, of course, you like kill everybody, whatever, in the country. But in this case, you know, Japan survived two nuclear explosions, but they're, well, let me preface that by saying, up until this point, at least. We'll see what happens next. It's too early to tell. Japan is supposedly changing this now. But I'm saying, up to this point, Japan was faring better, right, than Western countries because they kept their homogenous population. And they haven't begun the replacement process. Again, caveat, yet. But they had nukes dropped on them. So it's actually worse. It's worse to get to so-called diversity than it is to actually have nuclear weapons. Think about that. Think about this. It's actually, you will fare better being bombed by the biggest weapon we have as opposed to getting, you know, like curry merchants and, you know, people are going to be running your corner stores now and, you know, getting all the spots at your universities, right? Let me go back here. But anyway, the point is I wanted to play this too because these guys show up there too. And I'm not sure. There's plenty within. There's, oh, Israel doesn't, or Judaism, you know, is not what Israel does. And, you know, what Israel does is not there. I get that kind of as a talking point, an argument. But, you know, if you've dealt enough, as we have, into the Torah, the Talmud, the commandments and all that stuff, and the destruction of Edom and all these rabbis talking about how, you know, part of their, for their prophecies to come real, it has to do with the destruction of Rome or, you know, Western civilization and stuff. I don't hold too much credence to that, to be honest. And they can deflect all they want and say, oh, it's nothing. This has not, this one thing we're into has nothing to do with the other. And it's like, yeah, well, plenty of rabbis disagree with you, bros, guys. And then imagine this, like a bunch of like blacks in New York is going to like deal with this. Just what a mess. What a mess. Yep, you're just doing your gerb. You get the point. This Jewish survivor of the Holocaust is against genocide in Gaza. Well, good for him, I guess. At least he could do that. Conflating Jewishness with Zionism. There we go. Which does nothing but increase anti-Semitism. So it's the Zionism doesn't look that great. So it's like if they were successful with doing it optically correct, they would probably be for it. But now at least externally, how do we know he's really honest about that? But at least externally, begin the counter-signaling because now it doesn't look that great. It's like, well, maybe you should have been... look, this, not that this guy personally could have been, but like, you know, when Theodor Herzl begins advocating for it, and then, you know, I mean, the atrocities begun right away with Israel. It's not that it was, oh, it's just happening now, the last... It has been like, you know, murder and bombs and terrorism from literally from day one, right? The bombing of King David Hotel. It was a murder of Swedish diplomat and aristocrat Folke Bernadotte. We've mentioned that example many times. And other things that the Israeli state overall has been involved in, from the USS Liberty to all the spying, to the nuclear program, to the assassination, you know, of JFK, to the Epstein stuff. I mean, we just go on and on. You know what I mean? It doesn't look that great now, what Israel is doing. So let's not, now we'll disassociate. That's what it feels like a bit to me. But again, because he's conflating with the wrong thing. He says, there is a historic responsibility towards injustice, genocide, and fascism. Right, so this is now like, oh, this is what Mussolini and Hitler did. Like, no, it's nothing to do with that whatsoever. So again, I think personally this is for the wrong reasons, and this is more deflection. That's what it is. Stop blaming white people for shit that's happening in Israel, that Jews are doing, and that's what they're doing. They say, oh, this is like... No, it's nothing to do with the Holocaust, TM. Odin says, Holocaust survival? Wait. You mean to say they don't instantly get marched to a gas chamber that emitted color smoke based on who was getting burnt? What was that before or after you put their shoes into a pile after hand-throwing Cyclone B in a hole in a ceiling with a door that opened inward? Well, don't forget it was a wooden door. Yeah, it was a delousing chamber. It was a life-saving... It was actually a life-changing... This is so ironic about all this, right? Most likely, were the people that got hurt, like, yeah, of course, people died and yeah, all that. But in terms of the program that was run at these work camps, right, concentration camps, most of it was life-saving to deal with the typhus outbreaks that were happening. And again, people were malnourished. It was cold. It was hard conditions. And yeah, people were dying. But the fact is Germany needed a workforce. They needed people to help build things and do things, construct things and sew clothes and all these things, both for the military, but also for the stuff that they, you know, resources and things and efforts that they that went to the war that then, you know, encroached onto normal civilian stuff that people needed. Right. So, yeah, there were work camps. But anyway, that's not what this is about. Right now, Odin again says, those security guards are from Securitas. Oh, yeah, we know. Isn't that the Swedish company, by the way? I think it is. Minimum wage and overworked, almost no training for conflict resolution. Just call the police and wait. I used to work for them in 2007 in Albuquerque. Really? Let me check. I think Securitas is Swedish. I could be wrong on that. In the valley, protecting shit from armed gangbangers. Looking back, I was dumb ass shit to do it. I know, but it's, you know, in some cases that's only some of the jobs people could get. Let me just see the origin. Securitas. I have this feeling. Oh, give me their wiki page. is a security service, mobile patrolling consulting based in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm sure you knew that if you worked for them, right? Listed on the NASDAQ. All these companies have gone, of course, global since then. It has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, it was founded in 1934 in Helsingborg, Sweden. As AB Helsingborgs Nattvakt, Night Guard, right? When Erik Philip Sörensen bought a small guarding company in 1935, the name was changed to Förenade Svenska Vakt AB, Unified Swedish Guard. All right. Anyway, not sure if you knew that, but yeah. All right. Okay, so here we go. Here is another one. What went wrong here? Let's see if this loads. Hundreds gather for cedar in the streets outside of Senator Chuck Schumer's home, shutting down Brooklyn streets and risking arrests for Gaza and demanding to stop arming Israel. Drones, I don't think there's any video on this. Decent turnout here for... for Chuck Schumer, the guardian of Israel. Here we go, right? Free until everyone is. Jews say stop arming Israel. It just, yeah, all right. See, no, it has nothing to do with an ethnicity because there's Jews that are against it. Well, Israel is an ethno-state for Jews. So you can't separate the two. Even Greenblatt, right, would say such a thing. Oh, it's intricately tied to the Jewish people. That's what it is. Anyway, so they're apparently there for Chuck Schumer. And why? Well, if there's one guy that definitely deserves to get that type of critique, it's that guy. Why? Because he calls himself the guardian of Israel. Remember this?
For as long as I live, for as long as I have the privilege of serving in the Senate from New York, I will unflinchingly, unstintingly, and with all of my strength, be Shomer Yisrael, a guardian of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Yisrael Chai in Israel and America. The Jewish nation lives now and forever.
Yeah, he's the guardian of Israel. That's right. It's the number one priority for these Jews who are in political positions of power in America, and of course they exist in European countries as well, is Israel. Is to look out for Israel. And oh well, now you're losing that plot and people are coming after you and criticizing you, and I keep, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? Even if it's for the wrong reasons, good. You certainly deserve it. Because why? Well, I mean, so many of these people over the decades as well have basically been in control of foreign policy. In America, 37 million refugees have been displaced because of these AIPAC-run wars in the Middle East, dictated by people like Chuck Schumer and these neoconservatives, right? The neo-Cohens. Most of them, not all, but most of them, which means then vastly overrepresented because they're only such a small percent of the population. If you just talk about the U.S., definitely worldwide too, but just the U.S., vastly overrepresented in being neoconservatives and in these positions of controlling American foreign policy, right? And now they're losing that plot. They're losing this. And again, unless this is some bigger plan here to basically try to get many Jews out of countries like America or maybe even Europe and get them to leave for Israel. At the same time, when there's war and conflict in Israel, a lot of them, they go away, right? If they're not, serving members of the military and stuff, many of them end up leaving as well. Of course, it's always time to send in the celebrities.
Let's bring in an actor.
Here's John Lovitz, who is Jewish. And this was definitely an awkward kind of interview here.
Comedian John Lovitz. John, what do you see happening across the country?
Well, it's what I was told growing up by my father, that the Jews in Germany were German first, and they couldn't believe this was happening, and they didn't believe it. And
The Jews in Weimar Germany didn't do nothing. Nothing at all. Look, were there some people that were innocently kind of squeezed? Yeah, it's of course. I mean, that kind of does tend to happen. But that's, of course, more of an indictment of multiculturalism and like having all these different racial ethnic groups in one country. right? Yeah, then there will be a problem. Solve racism, ethno-nationalism. Each group has their own territory and their own country. You'll never be able to, you can never blame racism ever again. That's how you solve it, right?
There's a book called Night that Elie Wiesel wrote about the Holocaust, and he was 15 years old.
100% real.
And he said there was a guy in his little village who was something wrong with him, but he was the village idiot and just would say crazy stuff and nobody would listen to him. And one day the guy disappeared for 4 days, and then he popped back up and he said his hair was wild and he was screaming. He goes, they're putting all the Jews on trains and taking them and killing them, and nobody believed him because
he... Well, he didn't go on the trains, right? So he couldn't have known that. But yeah, they were concentrating them into one area. And part of the reason was, of course, because Judea, which at that time was a country that didn't exist. It was a country, less people, Judea, but it existed as a concept, right? As a group. The ethnic group still existed, and they were dispersed in the diaspora across many different countries. But if they declare war against your population, what are you going to do? They declare war on your country. You have to round many of them up. This is what the U.S. did with the Japanese in America. This is what other people would do as well. That's what's so insane now in the West, right? You have this, like, countries go to war with a certain country and then they still let in refugees from the country. Like, that's going to bite you in the ass later, because now you don't know what side they're on. You don't know if they're going to be an enemy combatant behind enemy lines. And yeah, it's not going to be fair towards everybody, but that's just life. That's just kind of how it is, right? Anyway, I'm not here to debunk John Lovitz, but I'm just saying there's so many things you can say here. And it's this exclude, like, oh, what's going on here? You're bombing kids. You're killing people, and you're pretending that this is not happening and that this is the reason. Yes, they're dumb, shitlib, uneducated protesters at these universities. They don't even know what they're doing, and I'll play a clip next of them. What's the university doing? Why are we here protesting? Yeah, you'll get some of that. Of course, you always get some of that. But at the bottom of this, it's like, yeah, they don't agree with you killing kids and ethnically cleansing one of these areas, and they just don't even bring it up. It's just, oh, it's a pro terrorist protest. They're pro Hamas.
He was the
village
idiot.
Whatsoever.
And you hear this growing up, and I it's happening again, and I still think a lot of Jewish people are in disbelief, and they go, you're a Jewish American. I go, no, I'm an American. And I happen to be, my religion is Jewish, and I happen to be a comedian, but I'm an American citizen, and I don't
know
how...
It's an ethnicity, too. It's not just a religion. Don't dodge out of it, Lovitz.
This can't be upsetting to everybody. And I also, I don't understand...
Bombing kids, is that upsetting? Can you understand that that's upsetting to everybody?
Because Israel is a democracy like we are, and Israel is our ally.
Yes, so, of course. Thank
what
you,
don't
funny
you
guy.
Get? And secondly, the students on Columbia blocking Jewish kids from going into school. I tweeted something about it because, I mean, I went to college, and I can't imagine having to deal with this. I was 18, and I lived in a fine arts dorm, and everybody had a different ethnic background, Chinese, Mexican, African-American. I'm Jewish. We would have dinner together every night.
Tell me again, John.
We would roast each other about it. And then I'd say, but it doesn't mean anything. We're starting our lives. You want to be a singer, you want to be a painter.
It doesn't mean anything. Well, now it means, now it's come, that philosophy and that multiculturalism is now officially back, and it's biting you and your people and your group in the ass. Again, why is he on a television show talking about a Jewish issue if it doesn't, oh, I just happen to be Jewish and this shouldn't matter? But now I'm upset because it matters to me because it's my ethnic group and it's my religion and it's my issues. Well, that's how other people feel about their issues as well. See how this works? Oh, whoa, these white supremacists are like, you're literally, if you're complaining on me taking my own side or whatever, that means you're complaining because you're taking your own side. So the disqualifier is something that you're doing. You're engaging in something that you're saying that I can't do. But when I'm engaging in it then it's wrong. But I'm angry with you because you're doing something that I'm doing. See how this works?
You want to be an actor. I want to be an actor, you know. And I'm thinking, these kids are in high school. They worked their butt off to get into a great school like Columbia. And now they have to deal with this. And
many of them don't, though. They get, stipends. They get diversity, racial... what do you call it? positions, right, just for the sake of them being non-white. They get they get into the schools and stuff. I mean, they lower grades for some of these people even for that fact. It's a scam. It's turned into a politically it's an agenda driven project, an endeavor. That's what these Ivy League universities have turned into. Doesn't mean they don't take the best. It means they're not taking the best of the best anymore. It's not about that. Now it's just about signaling and getting white people out and all that stuff. Odin again here on Odyssey says, in that fictional book, Knight, Lovitz doesn't mention that Wiesel decided to fall back with the Germans instead of wait for the Red Army. Instead of waiting for the Red Army. Whoops. Oh, did he now? Interesting. Yeah, okay. So then they can understand. Like, oh, why did Germany do this? Or why did anybody join with the Nazis? Like if they're indicting Ukraine or something, or Ukrainians. They didn't want to be killed by the Red Army? Maybe that's something to do with it?
It's horrible. So I said I wanted to say something to help them, And like you said, it's like weeds. If you don't nip it in the bud, it's just going to keep spreading.
These protesters are like weeds.
And get worse and worse. And we've seen it get worse and worse.
Yeah, we sure have.
So I feel compelled to say something.
We have seen it get as worse as it possibly can be. You heard the gentleman at the top.
It can get way worse.
Absolutely. You heard him at the top say,
another Holocaust.
I couldn't go on campus and burn a cross and chant KKK and prevent black students from getting to class. Why do you think... Or about anybody, about transgender people, gay people,
well, what
women.
You said about,
why yeah. is
well,
it?
They can do it, and they have been doing it against white people, though. Wake up.
Different with Jewish students.
I don't know. I think people like, who are Jewish like myself are naive and thought, oh, there's not all this anti-Semitism. I think it's always been there. It's just coming out. But what you kind of said about, you respect...
It's always there hiding for some reason. Never tied to anybody. Never tied to your country that you're standing up for here, bombing kids or anything.
Everybody.
Like that.
Whatever their religion,
not
whatever
behavior,
their
not a blah, blah, blah.
Race, you respect everybody. That's what Judaism, the religion, is about, is respecting life and people.
Ah, yes. And absolutely, 100%. I couldn't agree more. That's definitely what it's about. It's definitely no commandments in those books you're referencing there about like exterminating this group of people or anything like that, or like smite them and exterminate their seed and even burn their cattle and like those all kinds of crazy stuff. These rabbi clips we played, a lot of loving there, obviously, for Europeans and stuff like that, and Western people and the Edom stuff. Yes.
Now, I still think...
Lots of love. Light unto the nations.
People have a right to protest peacefully, and they have normally you'd get a permit, and then you'd get a place to protest. Right. I don't know why they're allowed to do it on the school, and I don't know how people that aren't students are camping out in the middle of the school. They should be like, isn't that trespassing? I don't understand...
I mean, it's true in the sense that, this is a bunch of shit libs. And again, if this was not leftists and non-whites doing this, it probably would have been clamped down on harder by now. I agree with that point of it. Anyway, I don't think we have to play the rest here, but you get the point. It's just let's bring on some celebrities that can like back our side, essentially, right? But here's one clip of like a New York student. She has to ask around, right? Oh, here's the anti-Semitic meme here, too. Look at this. So the Goyim are anti-Semitic again. Well, why? Because the Goyim hate Jews. Well, why? Well, it's because the Goyim are anti-Semitic. Well, why do they? Well, because they hate Jews. Well, why do they hate Jews? Well, because they're anti-Semitic. It's a hexagonal reasoning here. Here's the clip I was referring to earlier. My wife is a brave Jew. Actually, I don't have the clip. This is a screenshot of the tweet. I got to go find it, I guess. We stood alone at Yale University today. Let me see if I got to see if I can find this one. She wore no mask and was proud. Notice the horde in the background, hiding behind their masks. What do we have? Bordwell Noel, is that what it is? Let me see if I can find that account. Bordwell Noel, is that what it is? Yeah, they're locked. These posts are protected. God dang it. I wanted to see that video. So, you know, standing, doing nothing, not being attacked then, I guess, by the crowds, which disproves the talking points that Jews are being attacked. Now that happens. You're so brave. Look at my shirt. It's just Jew on it. Yeah, now try doing white, okay? And let's see what happens. Anyway, Muslims, they're marching in Australia. Like, this is expanding, right? Because this is what happens when you import the third world. I mean, your country become an issue for third world people. Welcome to Down Under. And of course, you had more of this. You had Iran's foreign minister says it's very concerning that the U.S. government's cracked down on peaceful protests and asked the U.S. not to undermine democracy. Here's Italy, I think. And you can see, first, like, what is this about? Well, you can see the Palestinian flag waving in front of that here. There's a bunch of leftists and a bunch of dregs, commies, and This is the hill they're going to die. You can kind of see the Palestine flag right there. This is the hill they're dying on. And even though, like, morally, like, yeah, of course it's wrong what's happening in Gaza and all that stuff. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, there I'm supportive of them, but in our countries, like, just get out then. You know what I mean? If this is the issue you're going to fight over, like, go over there then. Go over there and fight. Line up. Stop doing it in our countries. And I get like this, like, oh, the, yeah, well, you're Zionist occupied. Well, you don't say that. Majority of you don't talk about it. You're talking about white supremacy, and it's a bunch of racists doing this, and that's why it's happening. Here's one of these high IQ protesters here.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU is doing?
About
Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Colombia. I was there off at Colombia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
So, you know, that's a shocker right there. Columbia University, the preeminent... the preeminent cultural Marxist educational center in the United States, probably the world, because, of course, famously, when the Nazis and Hitler kicked out the Frankfurt School because they were a subversive group, they went to America and they set up shop at Columbia University. And now here's your product. You made this. Now take full responsibility. You did this, and it's coming back to bite you in the ass. He doesn't even know. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I think a fairly tiny issue, to be honest. Right, yeah, there's universities, and they do. Some of them have ties to things that's happening in Israel, right? Or they made money, or they're doing business with businesses that are tied to Israel, or a business by proxy that do business with Israel, and then they want that to stop. Like, that's what allegedly this started over, but now most of them don't even know. Right now, it's just a fun thing, and you have to show your support. This is why we're doing this now. Yeah, we're definitely doing this. Again, it means they're kind of right generally, but they're doing it for the wrong reasons. I think I beat that horse to death now. We don't have to kick it any further. The Atlantic by Yara Rosenberg, a fascinating piece here. The Jews aren't taking away TikTok, but conspiracy theories say otherwise. They are coming for But conspiracy theories that say otherwise are coming for democracy itself. Will you think of the democracy, ladies and gentlemen? Without, you know, if we keep having TikTok, there won't be any more democracy. They're coming for democracy itself. Anyway. Yeah, Rosenberg, he's a classic. That's a classic, that guy. He's wonderful. So, which of course means, because conspiracy theories are mostly, not always, but yeah, but generally, they are mostly correct. So that means Jews are coming for TikTok. It was one of the only platforms that slightly allowed some of those things, and it caught on. Greenblatt famously was afraid, right? He's like, we have to stop TikTok. We have a major problem. Alert, alert, right? And surprise, surprise, now they're coming for it. Odin again says they won't have Lovitz on again. He's a terrible liar. Don't have the script memorized. Just watching his eyes dart all over the place. I'm saying the right thing. Am I saying the right thing? Was that what he said? Did I say everything in the right order? Oh, you mean like that's maybe what he said afterwards? Yeah, he's kind of like that, I guess, in a way, isn't he? But yeah, that didn't turn out, I think, the way they wanted to. This was a good one, too. Again, speaking of more diversity, right, as you just replace everybody and there's no white men left anymore, which, of course, the United States of America was founded on. It was founded by white men, despite the fact that they took here, they took, human labor or whatever, which you did at that time. It doesn't mean they build it. It would be like saying if you use a bull to build the famous dome in Florence or whatever, to hoist up bricks, that it was the bull that built the dome or built all the wonderful architecture in Renaissance Florence, Italy, which of course it wasn't. No one would say that. So if you use human labor, that doesn't mean you built that. It means someone financed it, someone drew up the plans, someone made sure it happened. Yeah, they used some of your muscle to do it, but that doesn't mean you build it. But anyway, the Second Amendment doesn't exist here. According to a New York judge, do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here. So you can't argue the Second Amendment. This is New York. Judge Abedina Darek suggesting that the Second Amendment doesn't apply anywhere she doesn't approve. What other rights don't exist in New York under Judge Darek's paradigm? Do defendants not have the right to representation? Is free speech non-existent? And then he ends here saying, do you think Trump will get a fair trial in New York? Probably not. Bearing arms had the story here, too. But yeah, we don't have to go through it. He summarized it pretty well. But yeah, that's the judges in New York now taking over. And we might laugh at them, and some of them might not be the best and the most qualified. They might have been put in that position because of diversity. Yeah, but they have political power. You know what I mean? They do have political power. They're organizing. They're getting their stuff together. Even if they're, I should say, maybe even if someone else is doing it on their behalf or doing it for them. We might not get to it, but yeah, I do have to cover the Swedish thing, but I had a segment later. We might have to save it for tomorrow. But it's the same thing with happening in Canada, for example, or actually it's all over the world, because they now have this Indian cyber defenders group that are like shutting down people's accounts for pointing out how Indians are doing stupid shit, including this guy who was stealing from a food bank in Canada. That's why I brought it up. But then they're organizing. Do we have a white cyber defenders group? No, but the Indians do it because they're, taking off the playbook of groups like the ADL and stuff like that, the Anti-Defamation League, or, these other JDL, Jewish Defense Group, or whatever. And of course, no disrespect to the GDL, because I know they do that stuff. But I'm saying they have, like, these people have political power. They're influential, right? They get government grants. They get they're in that, and they're building they're building monkey statues in Canada now. They're building massive Hindu temples in New Jersey, right? They're planting they're putting their knife in our soil. They say, here's our stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what we need to do as well. We need to organize, put shit on private property. Anyway, if you want more on that, we talked all about that in the latest Western Warrior show that we did, just like how we need to build things. We need to get to a level where they are, essentially. I do want to cover the Swedish thing because it's in the title and it's important. I've been procrastinating here for too long. It's an interesting case, right? Let me see here. Where do we begin? Here we go. We can begin with the Free Times piece here. Let's see how the translation translates here. I put it on our Telegram. I put it on Twitter. And again, this was just like, okay, reports are coming in. That's what's happening. Now, we've looked into it a little bit more, and we realized there's something amiss with the whole thing. Mattias Våg, he's the current... He helped us set up Expo, Stiftelsen Expo. Stiftelsen would be like association, maybe. Mattias Våg, far-left guy. He's been doxing people forever. Expo has been doxing people forever. Far left extremist, Antifa, violent groups. They have all these different little tentacles that he was helping to found the AFA, right? The Anti-Fascist Action. This guy, he's working, I think, with Expo. They were having a presentation, a lecture, essentially, in a place called Gubbängen, which is kind of a funny name. It's like old man field, or eng would be like a like an open meadow, I guess. Gubbängen, old man, it sounds funny in Swedish, but it's in Enskede, in I think that's close to Stockholm, right? If I remember that correct. In Sweden, and they were having it there. They were going to do a whole thing, a presentation. They were at a place called the Moment Theater, and all of a sudden, they say, a group of masked Nazis entered the room. And this, again, is Expo just writing this on their website. It's one of the first accounts of this. The Nazis attacked both with physical violence against visitors, with a defense spray. So translation a bit wonky, obviously some kind of, you know, bear mace, some mace or something, and vandalized the venue before throwing a type of smoke grenade into the foyer. There was a terrible fog smoke. It was difficult to breathe, says Margareta Olofsson, board member of the Left Party in Enskede. She describes the attackers as five young people. They were said to have left the scene before the police arrived. How the Expo knows that it was Nazis who were behind the attack is not clear from the left-wing newspaper's reporting. And it was, yeah, and apparently even said, oh, everything's fine, right? For a while, it was reported that they were taken to hospital. They couldn't continue. Oh, my God, there's a Nazi attack. But then he basically said, oh, everything is okay with me. No injuries. Nice to be old and, you know, just had, that would be like what you do, just sort of tampered, I guess, or whatever. Hardened, yeah, maybe. Yeah, tough, old, seeig. That's not really tough, seeig. It's more like, anyway. It doesn't matter. Everything is good. All right, now we're going to continue with the meeting. Everything is good. The meeting starts. Yay. You know, so it's like, okay, what happened? And I saw what, and I couldn't find it. I saw one picture just in passing. And I think it was an alleged picture of this guy. Basically, what looked like he'd gotten a slap on the ear. That's basically what it looked like. It was like, ooh, it was a little red on the ear. And people are like, is this even real? What happened? And of course, all the papers are beginning with his own publication, or at least he writes for it, Flamman, the flame. So is that, right? The burning Marxist flame. Nazis attacked anti-fascist meeting. Oh, it strengthens the need for anti-fascism. Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. What else has been happening in Sweden recently that have gotten kind of traction, kind of momentum, kind of building up? Well, hold your horses. All those migrants shooting dads in the face, all that raping, all that criminal gang activity, all that that consequential rise in nationalism in Sweden. Well, sorry guys, that has to hold. Why? Because some lefty shitlib anti-Swedish fat prick who's behind doxing and violent attacks on nationalists got slapped on the ear. You see, and oh, they dropped smoke bombs and we're all fine, but oh. Now no one can turn a blind eye to fascism after this horrible, this terrible event. Wall to wall, here is writing for Aftonbladet, right? One of the somewhat bigger publications in Sweden. By Mattias Våg. Despite the violence, they will never succeed in silencing us. The Nazis filmed when they attacked me. Okay, well, where is that footage? Can we get some of that footage before you AI generate shit? Because no one has it. They filmed. You tell me, no one knew anything about this? Or knew, that's the wrong word. No one caught this on film? I haven't seen a single video of this. And of course, the Sweden Democrats immediately then... Where's the translation button here? There we go. Does he write here? Yeah, he's a member of parliament, right, for the Sweden Democrats. I was like, don't do it. Nazism is disgusting, he starts out. There are never any excuses for political violence or anyone who engages in or actively supports violence as a political method, blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, well, okay, well, having said that, the anti-fascist action are bad and they're doxing people and they're violent. And it's like, yeah, all that's true. But it's like, you don't have to do this part. Just don't do that part. At this point, if you want to win, just don't do that part. But then, you know, Sweden Democrats, if we just proudly, where's the tweet? Then I have to show it, right? I have to show it. I should have pulled it in. Oh, Sweden Democrats have been voted by some Israeli fucking group. They're the Sweden Democrats are the second or third most Israel-friendly party in the West or something like that. Let me find the exact. I tweeted about it here. I'll find it. Here we go. Yeah, so you can see. So again, showing you the problem with the Sweden Democrats, right? Here it is. Proud that the Sweden Democrats is the third most Israel-friendly party in the whole European Parliament, according to the Israel ranking of the EC for Israel, European Coalition for Israel. Charlie Wilmers, MEP, European MEP, right, for the Sweden Democrats. All right, so, bro, that's not a flex, right? If you care about Swedish well-being, if you care about this multiculturalism, immigration, open borders, all those things that have happened in Sweden, well, Israel is not your friend. Jews are not your friend. Because they're the one who disproportionately, again, they're not the only ones. There's other, of course, Swedish, anti-Swedish activists as well. But many of them are Jews, like Barbara Spector and David Schwartz and David Czarnecki, or what was it, David Daniel, whatever. Tons of activists. Israel, Paideia, we've been over and over, the highest of different branches everywhere. Right? Most of the people that started advocating for multiculturalism and opening the borders early on were foreigners themselves, and many of those were Jewish. We've shown you in the headlines and the articles on this before. That's not a flex, but that's what the Sweden Democrats is involved in. That's why you get a reply they're involved in, and that's why you get a reply like that from him. These left-wing terror groups have, like, hunted and burned down nationalists, facilities and hunted, especially in the 90s when there was an uptick in nationalism. There was a healthy movement taking off at that point, try to fight back against this. Massive pressure from these left-wing terror groups to push this back, right? And look at it now. Look at where we are now. Of course, it's just proven that the nationalists were right. Multiculturalism doesn't work. It's evil. It's morally wrong. It's replacement. It's white or Swedish in this case. It's genocide, but since it's happening all over the European white world, it's our battle now. It's our people's battle. So people were pointing out some things here. ETC is a left-wing, or et cetera, I guess it's short for, is a left-wing publication. Someone's saying, how can et cetera write an article about the Nazi attack in Gubengen, in Skede, at 3 a.m. this morning when the attack took place at 6:30 p.m. tonight? Oh, interesting. Isn't that interesting? Someone's doing screenshots on that. And then they changed it, right? Was that the other screenshot? Oh, we've updated that now. Well, I guess, yeah, there is the update right there, I guess, underneath. Updated, 21:45, which is like, what, 15? It's a couple of hours, 3 hours or so after it was supposed to have taken place. Someone's asked, Have the masked people been caught and identified? Had you had the time to interrogate them about their political views? And have they been able to answer correctly about all the details of Hitler's activities? The answer to that is no. They don't know shit. Which, of course, suggests it's a gay op. It's an inside thing. How did they know that they were Nazis? How did everyone take off their glasses before being sprayed with red paint? Oh, okay. Oh, maybe that's what I saw. They wasn't even slapped in. It was red paint on his ear. There you go. Why did Expo, this far-left extremist group and organization, which, by the way, was funded initially or helped start in the early days by Stig Larsson, which is the guy who wrote The Girl in the with the Dragon Tattoo, that can say, like, international fame. Oh, it's so cool and based or whatever. He wrote a bunch of shit in those books about how it was Nazis in the government that tried to suppress and rape this poor girl that's featured as this, you know, cool femme fatale, you know, outsider shitlib in the books and the movies. Stig Larsson was a fucking faggot. But yeah, he made tons of money, and tons of that money, because of books and movies like that, was poured into things like Expo. far left extremist group that's now doxing people, going after people. We're talking about this, right? There's been like wall-to-wall condemnation of this, and with special meetings by the governments and stuff after, you know, by the government in Sweden after this stuff. And then, like, have you had this special reaction to when the left-wing terrorist did this kind of shit and helped assault people, and they've even killed people, right? Why did Expo write about the attack 18 hours before it happened, meeting with hundreds of participants, and not a single one took out a phone and filmed it or even took a photo? A lot leans towards it all being staged, I think, someone says. And I, at this point, I don't doubt it. We don't know. Mattias Våg, which is the far-left Expo guy, versus Mikael, right, the father who was shot in the face. A still alive left-wing extremist like Mattias Våg is worth more than Mikael. Okay, he was from Poland. Okay, that's come out now. That's what I thought. I think his name... I don't think they... Did they release his last name? I don't think they did. I remember his sister had a little bit of an accent, right? So, another fellow European. Mikael from Poland, who was shot dead in the head in front of his 12-year-old son. No manifestations were arranged for him, and the gross violence. The left claims everyone is equal worth, but of course this is not true. Now we've already forgotten that. So it was a real kind of movement, almost, or like a momentum building around that case. And now I'm certain it was all, most likely, it was a fake. Look, it's not that they don't deserve retaliation. Like, if this would happen to them genuinely, that's just karma at this point. Like, this is how they've treated everyone else, and so now this is how they're getting treated. So it's like, okay, fucking good. You know what I mean? Good. They deserve it. But it seems it doesn't. It didn't even really happen. It definitely didn't happen the way they told us it happened. And they've exaggerated, and now they're using it politically, and now they're asking for the guy. Everyone needs to stop the presses. Some saint Antifa leftists have been hurt. Oh, shut down right-wing extremism. And anybody who goes after us are Nazis. Stop this talk about immigration, and it's dangerous now, okay? Kisses on the Prime Minister of Sweden calls for a national crisis meeting after minor abuse by the, of the anti-fascist action founder, Mattias Våg. Oh, he's fine, though, after he's tweeted. Oh, actually, I'm fine. I'm all right. Don't worry about it. Couple of other headlines. This is from a few years ago now, almost 10 years ago. Violence is so much fun. Meet the men behind the research group, and they're all tied. This is Mattias Våg is involved in that as well, and this is, of course, how they talk, right? Oh, but violence is fun, writes Fredriksson, which is the fat pig up in the right there, I think it is. Yeah, the research group. This is where they're doxing, harassment, go after people. This is what they do. This is business of leftists, right? And no. What you need to be worried about is active clubs. It's anti-immigration protests. It's nationalism as it rises. That's what you need to be worried about. Here's a Dagens Nyheter, which is, what is it, Volodovsky, another Jew in charge of that. Is it, let me, where's it, Svenska Dagblad? Let me just confirm. Yeah, Peter Volodovsky. That's right. He's the editor-in-chief at DN, Dagens Nyheter. Here he is here. Let me show you a picture of this wonderful guy here, Volodarski. Can't think of a more Swedish name than that. He's not the kind of Polish guy that you want in your country. And it's not about the headline, it's about him. That's him. That's him right there. So he writes here. His paper, his publication, it's not his article, but his publication says... This, and it's funny too, though. Sunbathe your balls, eat raw eggs, and exercise hard, or like train hard. This is how the Western man is supposed to build up his body to avoid getting weakened by an evil power elite. Like, yeah, sounds about right. This is all according to a popular right-wing nationalistic conspiracy theory that's spreading on the internet. It's just always that. I'd say if they're against you sunbathing your balls, more ball sunbathing. That's my conclusion to this. Train hard, everybody. That's right. It's kind of fun. Space Kang over on Entropy. Ear slap waffen. There you go, exactly. Yeah, looks like we didn't even get that. We didn't get an ear slap even. This is after Volodarsky Press publish on his website after he wrote this article. That's a live photo right there for you guys. All right. So before we wrap up here, I guess we can, well, let's end on a positive note here then. We might mention this tomorrow again in Flashback Friday. Where are we here? Again, what I think that's about, the momentum that have been built up recently by the nationalist movement in Sweden is sought to be diverted, deflected by this gay op, by these supposed Nazis attack on these poor anti-fascists who didn't do nothing. I still don't think that's going to stop anything, to be honest. Not much, to be honest. I don't think it has the power it used to do. Why? Because our countries are being totally destroyed and annihilated. Our people are becoming a minority. Everyone sees what's going on. It's not gonna work. But we'll see. We'll see what the outcome of this is, right? But they're going to try. Oh, we need special laws. We need to go after active. You can see all this boom, 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 boom happening. This is, you know, a chess game back and forth. And they strategically try to use the power apparatus and the law and the police and everything that they supposedly hate and are against and fight on their side to use that to destroy their political and ideological enemies. Nationalists. In this case, Swedish nationalists. Well, here's America going over there a little bit. America warms to mass deportation, according to an exclusive poll by Axios. Share of Americans say they support mass deportations of undocumented migrants. The general public, 51%. Not bad. Whites top it, if you break it down by race and ethnicity. Not surprisingly, Republicans top it, if you break it down by political affiliation. And I guess this is something the U.S. can work on here. Boomers. Look at that. Nice. Who is it that's talking shit about the boomers? 60%. The boomers and the plus generation are topping, if you break it down by generation. Gen Z, what happened? I thought that was the most based one ever. Maybe Gen Alpha comes and it's going to be 100% for Gen Alpha. Well, I guess at least the white ones. Anyway, so that's according to a recent poll by Axios, which is not too shabby. Ireland, which, of course, they've already been asked, right? Slogan was, we were never asked. Well, we have been asked, and a few times we do take polls. Everyone hates immigration. Everyone is ready to start deporting these people. We want our countries back. We want law and order and justice back. We want countries for our people, for our kids, for our future generations. We're done. We've had it. These people need to go, and that momentum is building up. And that's why we see more stupid, dumb gay ops by leftists and anti-whites to try to stop that momentum, but it's not going to work. Ireland, do you think the level of immigration into Ireland is too high, too low, or about right? 79% says too high. That's a good number. We can work with that. Now, Germany, speaking of the younger generations here, let me read the title to this first here. Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, is the most popular party in Germany among those aged 14 to 29. All left-wing parties are in decline. Now, weiß nicht means don't know, right? So that's still pretty high. That's the highest of them, but that's still not a political party. But that's high, almost 25% don't know because, you know, they're young or whatever. Imagine if they had access to information in Germany. But anyway, as you can see, the encouraging thing is the AfD on the rise, right? Especially, even then, just in 2023, from a little bit over 10% over to over 20. That's a huge increase by that generation, 14 to 29. Good stuff. We can work with that. I'm surprised the CDU, the Christian Democrats, has gained a little bit. But otherwise, beyond that, Greens are down. The Social Democrats are down. This is, what is this here? Kein Stimme. That's, what is that again? Kein Stimme. It's not the do not know. We did that. Someone explained it. Oh, holy smokes. I feel like an idiot now. I should know that. Let me close that real quick. But it doesn't matter. It's, didn't they say someone in comments said, yeah, it was, I don't know. What is the other one? Oh, abstained. Is that what it is? Yeah, don't want to vote. That's what it is, right? Isn't it? Kein Stimme. I don't want to join in. I'm not going to vote. I think that's what it is, basically. That's what it translates as. Anyway, so that's, you know, and again, that's still 10%. If we can get those involved, if we can get those who don't know onto AFD's side, boom. You know, it's in good shape for them to get real political control. And are they perfect? No. Do they have problems? Yes. But it's better than all the other options right now. So, you know, AFD for the win right now. Why not? Let's give them a chance. Left-wing party's going down, which is good. FDP says some liberal shit, I think. I'm not sure. Maybe it's some farmers party or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's some of the good news I want to leave you on tonight or today, whenever you're tuning in. Things are changing. Things are moving in our direction. Be upbeat about that. And again, that's why they're trying to shut it all down to save their precious democracy, their dildocracy. They do have to do something here because they're not winning. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Please sign up for membership, $10 a month. Check out Western Warrior and some of the other good stuff that we have for you in the member section. You can sign up at redicemembers.com. But you can also sign up at Odyssey or Subscribestar or our locals. We upload the latest content right there. But if you want to have full access to our archives, sign up at redicemembers.com. Now, there's an activation phase there because of the fact that DonorBox, our widget we use there now, and redicemembers.com is not connected on the back end. So we appreciate your patience on that. If you have fallen through the cracks and if your account is not activated, just send us an email again, redice@protonmail.com, and we'll get you activated ASAP. So thank you so much for your support. We are actually looking at an option here as well. We have a plugin being developed for that. So hopefully it will be all automated and nice on the back end once again on redicemembers.com. We also have, of course, a couple of different tiers if you want to get them. A producer and executive producer tier. You can get a shout out at the end of the show, get some resources our way, support us even more. So thank you guys for those of you who are able to do that and are signed up for those. We have T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lep, Jake, Red Pill Rundown. We also have French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom. We have The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp. We also have Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. We have Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf, and Europe Awake. Thank you, guys. That's our executive producers. We also have Mr. Walker 696, Single Action Army, Johansson, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Leora Dumond, Trevor, Snarkpup, Der Schwabe, Eyes Open, Sonata for Violin, Mr. Lemery, ExposeFlyers.com. We also have Yuri New, Whitewater Rafting Fan, Obadiah Hexwell, Jetfire, and Perfect Brute. I think we have a couple of new ones, and I think some have dropped off, so we'll try to update that list as soon as possible. By the way, if we do that and you're still active, let me know, because that's not the intention. But anyway, thank you guys. We appreciate you. That's a great way to support us. So if you want one of those, you can, of course, get it, as I said, over at redicemembers.com or Subscribestar or Odyssey. I'll check out and see if we can do it on locals, too. I'm not sure we can. But that's that, ladies and gentlemen. I think we are caught up. Thank you to everyone who super chatted today. We appreciate you. Special thanks to Ryan Triple G, Resin Revolt, a couple of other guys joining us over there as well. Odin, of course, a lot of super chats from Odin today. We appreciate your support as well. The Virginian Drifter, and I don't want to leave anyone out, but I think that's it, right? Yeah, we had Resin Revolt on Rumble. All right, guys, thank you so much. Oh, we got Space Kang, of course, over on Entropy as well. Okay, yeah, definitely check out the latest Western Warrior show. Good stuff up in the member section for you guys to enjoy. $10 a month, but it's, of course, cheaper if you get a longer sub as well. And then, of course, our latest, we just got up late last night. Check that out from Lana. What is White Culture? Good stuff. But all right, guys, we'll be back with more here tomorrow. Probably Matt Bracken will sit in. I think we're looking at that anyway. Lana will join us as well, so it should be a good show. Lots to talk about. Some stuff today, actually, that I didn't have time to squeeze in on. And, of course, the clown show keeps rolling on as well as we continue to be your co-pilots in the Kali Yuga. We learn to enjoy it as we build up and as we form opposition to all this shit as well. So we're not only, enjoy seeing things fall apart, but the important thing is that we build as well as we see that. We're constructive as we attack the enemy as well. All right, guys, thank you so much again for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow for Flashback Friday. Tune in live, 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. See us then.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.